Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Bible ASMR. My name is Aubrey, and today we're going to be reading Judges 13 and 14 and Psalm 87. I hope that you're doing well today, and I've had a good week so far. Happy Thursday. It's almost the weekend. I have some exciting updates. So the last time I recorded, I was about to start my CNA class, like at the beginning of January, or I had already started it, and I now have my CNA license. Yay. And I got a job as a CNA. So I'm very excited about it. I haven't started yet. I have orientation on Wednesday, so wish me luck with that. But I'm very excited to kind of have at least another career option. You know, like, I'm almost 25. I've been at my current job for like 2.5 years, which isn't a bad job. It's like an office job. I get to work from home, but I was just looking to try something new. So like I was saying before, the opportunity came up to get my license, my CNA license, decided to jump on it and do it. So, I'm really excited about it and to try something new and to make some extra money. I have some very ambitious savings goals for the year. I am very, very passionate about personal finance, so I might kind of sprinkle some of that into some episodes just because I've recently passionate about it. And yeah, I'm just excited to have more opportunity for growth in my financial life. So if this is your sign to get a hold of your finances, do it. Please do it. No matter your age, just do it. It will only help you in the long run. The thing that really got me into the personal finance vibe, I've never been bad with money, but budgeted consistently, and the financial audits by Caleb Hammer on YouTube are my main form of entertainment at the moment. So whenever I'm like working, I'll watch those while I'm working. They're so funny, and he is so funny. If you haven't heard of him, go and watch one of his videos. He pretty much destroys people and their finances and like tells them, you're spending money on the stupidest stuff, you need to like fix it or you're gonna die in poverty, which is like fair. So get a hold of your finances, people. Do some good things with your money. And I'm just rambling at this point, but yes, I'm very passionate about personal finances now. So I don't even know how I got on that. Oh, I'm making more money now. Well, like overall, working more, making more money. Just trying to grind it out to kickstart my actual like full adulthood. I mean, I've been self-sufficient, you know, for the last couple of years, but honestly, pretty much since I was like 21, when I finished college and stuff. Anyway, this is not what you people are here for. Okay. Okay. Let's just get started, because otherwise I'll just keep going. Okay, Judges 13. The birth of Samson. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord gave them to the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. There was a certain man of Zorah of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, behold, you are barren and have not born children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore be careful and drink no wine or razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, a man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name, but he said to me, "Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son." So then drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we are to do with the child who will be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. So the woman ran quickly and told her husband, "Behold, the man who came to me the other day has appeared to me." And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now when your words come true, that is, what is to be the child's manner of life? What is his mission?" And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat of anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink or eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe." Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you and prepare a young goat for you." And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "If you detain me, I will not eat of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know what he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when you know, so when your words come true, it may honor you?" And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord, to the one who works wonders. And Manoah and his wife were watching. And when the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord went up in the flame of the altar. Now Manoah and his wife were watching, and they fell on their faces to the ground. The angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die, for we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering in our hands, or shown us all these things, or now announced to us such things as these." And the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the young man grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahanadan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. Chapter 14. Samson's marriage. Dude, this guy was just born. What the heck? Okay. I'm skipping ahead in life. Samson went down to Timnah, and at Timnah he saw one of the daughters of the Philistines. Then he came up and told his father and mother, "I saw one of the daughters of the Philistines at Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife." But his father and mother said to him, "Is there not a woman among the daughters of your relatives, or among all her people, that you must go and take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she is right in my eyes." His father and mother did not know that it was from the Lord, for he was seeking an opportunity against the Philistines. At that time the Philistines ruled over Israel. Then Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah, and they came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion came toward him roaring. Then the spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tears a young goat. But he did not tell his father and his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and she was right in Samson's eyes. After some days he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion and honey. He scraped it out into his hands and went on eating as he went. And he came to his father and mother and gave them some, and they ate. But he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey from the carcass of the lion. His father went down to the woman, and Samson neighbor's house with fire. Have you invited us here to impoverish us? And Samson's wife wept over him and said, you only hate me, you do not love me. You have put a riddle to my people, and you have not told me what it is. And he said to her, behold, I have not told my father nor my mother, and shall I tell you? She wept before him the 7 days that their feast lasted, and on the seventh day he told her, because she pressed him hard. Then she told the riddle to her people, and the men of the city came to him, or said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and struck down 30 men of the town, and took their spoil, and gave the garments to those who had told the riddle. In hot anger he went back to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his best man. Rough life, my guy. Okay. Moving on to Psalm 87. My gosh, if I could actually get to the right page. Okay. I think it's supposed to be Psalm 88. Dang it. Okay, 1 second. Let me check my Spotify real quick. Just vibing, you guys. I don't want to repeat one, have I? Yes, okay, Psalm 88. I was right. Okay. Psalm 88. I cry out day and night before you. A psalm of the sons of Korah to the choir master according to Mahalath, Leonath, a Maskil of Eman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from their hand, from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like